and may the force be with you. Welcome to this week's Force Fact from my lexicon of facts involving Star Wars and the Force. So this week's fun fact is that did you know that in Return of the Jedi, in the Ewok scenes, some of the scenes, the actors for the Ewoks are actually speaking Tagalog, which is the Filipino language. And so just to like give you guys a little bit of Nikita lore, in high school, I was friends with a bunch of Filipino people and they gave me a nickname. The nickname was Bakla. And they told me it meant awesome. And so like for the greater part of 2 years, I thought that this name meant awesome. And so like there was one time one of my friends was having like a party for Pacquiao, like it was a Pacquiao fight. And I like met one of their uncles and they were like, oh, nice to meet you. And I was like, oh yeah, my name's Levante, but you know, my friends call me Bakla. And he started laughing and I was like, yeah, it means awesome, right? Isn't that cool? And he was like, no, son, Bakla means gay. And so goes to show you, I've been getting shit on since high school. When she would know.
Yeah. See, I was the one that used to get shit on because I was short and I had like a really squeaky, like high-pitched voice. So Levante would always give me shit for being small and squeaky and whatnot. So this man graduates and what is it, like a year later you came back or two? And I had grown a foot. I was taller than this man. He was so shooketh. He's just been on a downhill slope since then. Basically, I can give him all the shit now.
I think that's when I finally started just being upset all the time, was like, this motherfucker grew a foot in a year.
See, he used to like beg me for my like venison jerky that I would bring to school like every day that, you know. It was really good.
It was like crack. It's still like crack.
He would go like feral for the stuff. And I would get so mad at him for wanting. He does still go feral for it. This is valid. I mean, he still begs for food. But like, it's not the same anymore because he knows I could beat him up.
Yeah.
Not that I would, because he would cry and he doesn't like getting hurt. But I could beat him up.
He absolutely could, which was not the case in high school. I could have curb stomped your shit in backwards.
Oh, absolutely. Anybody could have. It's just a little like Smurf, man.
Yeah, dude, I think dude, food is like my prime motivator. You can get me to do anything with food. Anything. Hint, hint, wink, wink.
I have never asked for any special favors from him in exchange for food.
You can't prove that in a court of law.
On record.
No, he can't prove that. He can't prove that in a court of law. He has no proof.
Get the stenographer up in this bitch. They're typing that shit right now.
It's lies. It's lies. Catch the full story in my soon to release autobiography. But that has been this week's Force Facts. We kind of got a little off track, but you know, that tends to go with an unscripted show. Hey, I rhymed. I should be a rapper. I should be an unscripted rapper. Okay, anyways. That has been this week's Force Fact. We'll catch you guys on the next one. Make sure you follow us on all the social medias, whether it be Twitter, formerly known as X, or anywhere you get your podcast fix, The Force Unscripted, at Force Unscripted on Twitter, formerly known as X. Make sure you tune in for every Tuesday where you can catch a Force Fact with your boys from The Force Unscripted. Catch you next week, everyone.
Peace out, y'all.